Greetings. Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
When you have considered the invitation that God gave souls, He gave an invitation to come and be with Him for eternity.
Yes.
And the soul, having heard about the invitation, the opposing force, the devil, the enemy, the dragon, does what he do best. Persuade men, it don't.
Yes.
But as for me, and to hear the testimony of the ones here today, the man of God, Breath, on Thursday,
yes,
made my soul consider. I'm going to God's invitation. I'm going to RSVP, as a matter of fact. That I'm coming. The Lord has taken your house and swept it clean. God Himself has furnished your house.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Your house. God furnished. All you have to do is walk in and say, I didn't think I could ever live in a place like this. To be able to live in God. Who now would take the handiwork of God and let trash come in and pollute the thing which God Himself furnished for you?
Yes.
As you say, as the breath of the eternal God is breathed upon the church, the enemy is not going to let the world know what is right or wrong.
Yes.
The enemy is not going to deal in that. He's going to deal that you think everything he does is right.
Yes.
But I give you this today. No need to open the book of prophecy and the book of history. But let's open up your heart.
Yes.
To what you already know.
Yes. Glory be to God. Yes.
Let's look at whether it's good or evil. How does it work out for you?
Good. Yes.
So if a thing is good and it works out good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good and good give you good.
Yeah.
Good and evil still give you
good.
What is evil and evil?
Death.
Evil to evil?
Evil. Evil and evil
is evil.
Is death.
Is death.
Death.
But for you, that death becomes
life.
I don't have to say another word to the church.
Amen.
You know that if good and evil is present, God's going to make it work out for
your good.
Your good.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
So when God invite you to His paradise, don't bring your friends. You go first.
Mm.
And once you have entered into His paradise, then invite them in.
Amen.
Because once you start and it's time for you to land, you can't land in God on autopilot.
Amen.
You got to take off the cruise control.
Yes.
And land yourself.
Yes,
that's right.
That's why He told Peter, once you are converted,
mm-hmm,
once the work is done in you,
yes,
then.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Ghost is hoping that once you are converted, you're not going to be unconverted.
Amen.
Or undone.
Yes.
by your friends.
Yes. Glory be to God.
But once God is finished,
yes,
and you are planted, and you know you are an evergreen, your leaves can heal your friends.
Yes.
Because they're going to watch what you do.
Yes, man. That is right.
And if your house is swept and made clean by God,
yes,
why invite something you can't even see behind the one that's knocking? Seven more wicked.
Seven more wicked. Yes, yes, yes.
Than the one that's knocking. It's not written that the Lord's going to say, oh, I'm going to beg you, please don't bring it in. Who's in charge?
You are.
You. Yeah. If you're going to pollute what God has done, he's going to say, my child is dead.
Amen. Yes.
My child.
Yes, Lord.
Is dead. The only way that thing which is dead can come back alive, it must make a change. The son prodigal, when he turned, his father went and said, my son, which was dead.
Yes. Yes.
Is now
alive.
Yes. But not until, if the Lord has not created in you a clean heart, there's no way you can live this life.
Amen.
Or accept the invitation of God.
Yes.
The invitation of God is going out. Everyone is having a so-called feast. Adonijah had a feast.
Yes,
he wasn't the only one there. He had people there with him.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't the right one to be at.
Amen.
Everything that calls itself Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's labeled that.
That's right.
Do you know how many derivatives and somebody took out apostolic faith and put apostles faith? Somebody put in third church. Somebody put in first church.
Yes.
Second church.
That's right.
The original one. The holy temple one.
Yes.
The precious Holy Ghost ground up beef church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They got something.
Yeah,
amen.
But when God gave it to the man, he gave it to him perfect.
Perfect.
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the apostolic faith. Perfect.
Perfect.
Amen.
Church called by his name of the faith.
Yes.
Now, it don't need nothing else.
Amen. Not a thing.
But what do you think the devil is going to do with it? Change it. Why? And you can't convince a heart that is not invited to the feast to eat where you eat.
Yes.
Nobody with good sense want to eat where you eat. You're eating in front of your enemy.
Yes.
Your enemy is watching you.
Amen.
Your enemy want to know, what did he give them today?
Yes.
Amen.
Because I don't want none of them to eat that food that the preacher's going to give them.
Yeah.
Even if it's accepted words, don't eat it. And he know he can't. The Holy Ghost told you that the angels who did not keep their first estate, what did God do with them? Cast them down into chains, holding them until judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
Now let's think about that. You know much of this.
Yes.
You know the stories of different folk and what they did with God and what God did for them, how he brought them out and how he delivered them and how he set them free. The God of this book is the God of right now.
Yes.
What has he done for you?
Yes. Yes.
What cliff can you pull? And say, if he did it yesterday, I'm requiring that same God you said.
Yes.
You're the same God that you were yesterday, you are today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Yes. Now, your enemy is watching you eat. You don't think the enemy watched Job eat and feast on what God had given him?
Amen.
So when someone come up and say, curse God to his face and just die.
Mm-hmm. Sound like
the enemy was waiting on, come on, Job, yeah. Do it, man. Do it. What do you think happened in the garden when God had given them life? They would never die. To keep my words, you will never die. That still prevails today. If you keep God's words he's given you, you shall never die.
Amen.
Cross it.
Yes.
Cross it. Disobey it. Mm-hmm. What enters?
Death.
Here comes death.
Yes, that's right.
Don't eat of the trees in the midst of the garden. You have life if you just don't do that.
That's right.
But here come your eyes.
Yes.
And the enemy sitting there knowing what God has said. Say, oh, you won't really die. How do you know I won't really die? Well, I know what God told you. How do you know what God told me?
Mm-hmm.
But God said we would die. You won't really die. Contrary to what God said.
Yes, that's true.
Now here comes death.
Mm-hmm.
But in front of you, the life that is being preached to you, you're going to allow your home to be wrecked by the world. You're going to bring in the things of the world in your clean and sanctified house that God himself did.
Yes, yes.
And the enemy, then he's going to say, well, no, I can't come in your house. God resides there.
Yes.
Soon as you open the door, his foot's going to be already on the threshold.
Yes.
Amen.
You've got to be the one to say, not today.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not invited into my home.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about your house.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm talking about the heart.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Because once he's in,
mm-hmm.
that thing will make you hate the messenger of God.
Yes.
It'll make you hate walking into the worship house to praise and worship God.
Yes.
Why? Got you feeling a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't go to worship. Why? Well, you hadn't gone in years. Why? I hadn't gone in months. Why? Because that thing which God has done, there is a force that can knock it out when you allow it.
Amen. That is true.
But God himself said, I set before you. I set it all before you.
Mm-hmm.
Evil is present.
Yes.
It don't have to touch you.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be near you. You know it. You see it.
Yes, amen. That's right.
When that thing gets you to do wrong, I know that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And when you look out your window and you can see the preservation of God on you,
yes.
you come into his sanctuary.
Yes,
that's right.
Say, oh soul, give thanks unto the Lord,
amen.
For he has been good to
yes.
me. I will give thanks to the Lord because he has cleaned my house.
Yes.
And I will not let my house get polluted
Amen.
From this world.
Amen.
We all have to understand the mysteries of God. Your flesh is sin. There's nothing you can do about it. But when you let it affect your eternal salvation, you are a fool.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Because the word of God cannot make provisions for your flesh. And it will not make provisions for your eternal life when you have lived by your flesh.
Amen.
Your flesh don't want to have anything to do with God. Let God clean the house. What your flesh care about it? It'll pollute it and keep right on living. You think the spiritual mind says, I need to be sober so I can always be in contact with God. Mm-hmm. What the flesh want? Get high, man.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
If I get high, I'm going to disconnect from God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but man, you'll feel good.
Feel good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You will feel good.
Yes.
Yes.
And then here you go, boom. You have a euphoria you never felt before. He said, oh, I can do that. It don't really matter. I'll be all right. The Lord will help me. That's like a man said, I'm going to rob this bank and the Lord going to help me. And they go pray. They hold hands and pray before they go rob the bank. And they go rob the bank and find out the silent alarm is already gone.
That's right. Amen.
But the Lord was supposed to do what? Help you go something against him? He said, a thief. No. But when you disconnect from God and your soberness is gone, how do you expect the Holy Ghost to be there to be a lead and a guide where you can't connect to it?
Amen. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Come on now.
Amen.
And wine is a marker.
Yes.
What do you think strong drink is?
Yes. Raging.
It'll make you rage.
Yes.
Against who?
Yes.
God.
God.
And I think that is right.
Yes.
If wine makes you a marker, and once you disconnect from God, and the invitation has been given to you to come to God's feast, and you tell the Lord, maybe next time.
Yes.
Because what you believe, you don't want to change.
Yes.
You don't want God to take out that thing that he said don't do. You want to do it.
Yes. Amen.
But for those of you who have tarried with God through all of your trials,
yes,
through all of the temptations of your life,
yes,
has he not been there?
Yes.
Yes, he has.
I heard the testimony in the presence of God today.
Yes.
When I walked away from him, where was he? Still with me.
Yes, that's right.
In my wrong.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he was.
Where was he?
Still there.
Though I sat down for a season.
Yes.
I didn't even walk into the worship house for a season.
Yes.
But when I came to myself, the Lord was right there.
Yes.
But old fool, you don't know whether you will have my testimony or the opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
So why do I tell you my testimony? So that you don't do the same thing.
Amen.
There's a whole generation of people gone. And when that generation left, the generations behind it all are gone. Thousands of people gone. Because the enemy swept them by his tail.
Yes, wow. Amen.
And the man of God warned them and told them what a shame it was going to be, that they're going to end up in hell. And it appears, as my heart did, it took notice. Wait a minute. He didn't open up his mouth to fix my issue this year.
Amen.
And he stayed on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Kept on going.
Kept on.
Didn't say, well, Lord, I can come to you myself. If he didn't, I'm going to come and beg, and I'm going to come and ask you to forgive.
Yes.
But they stayed on autopilot.
Yes.
Kept going.
Yes.
Until this day, they still on cruise control.
Amen.
So anything that come while you're in hell, if the Lord didn't meet you in hell to deliver you, how can you find deliverance?
Yes.
Old soul, I give thanks unto the Lord,
yes,
for his goodness to me.
Because
when I see his handiwork of all that he has done to cleanse my soul and get it ready for the kingdom, I'm judging myself now. Study my words to you. The angels are in whole, are on hold for judgment.
Yes.
Yes.
You are in it.
Yes.
They are on hold. They haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah.
They have just been set aside waiting for judgment.
Yes.
That's like every other fool who doesn't judge themselves now. If you want to wait until the angels are judged, I feel sorry for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because judgment is already starting now with the church.
Yes.
So I have to stand in the congregation of the holy and say, when the man of God breathes,
yes,
he made the quickening spirit deal with me.
Yes. Yes.
And I couldn't set it aside.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized there are thousands of people have accidents going 70 and 80 and 90 miles an hour, and they are mangled in a piece of tin.
Yes.
But as for me,
Thank you, Lord.
I have been kept.
Yes.
There have been testimonies throughout my life.
Yes,
Lord.
Of God's keeping power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when I consider the power of God and the words of His word, I'm a witness there.
Yes.
I'm a witness that word has power.
Yes.
I'm a witness that word is manifested and I can see it.
Yes.
I can hear it.
Yes.
So I know I'm wonderfully blessed. Oh soul,
yes,
I give thanks,
yes,
unto the Lord,
yes,
for His goodness, yes, to me.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I might have set aside for a bit, but the Lord Himself spit me out on the belly of a whale,
yes,
to do His will. And I've been at it since He spit me out.
Amen.
Why would I take the wondrous works of God and polluted? When you look at the son they call prodigal, when he took all his good and his father gave him, none of that good came back to the father.
That's right.
And none of that good did the son
any good.
It ended up in the world.
Yes.
And he couldn't go back and say, give me what I gave you so I can gather it all back and carry it back to my father. He came back as empty as some of us. But when he returned, his emptiness was replaced with a feast.
Yes.
But he didn't bring with him the things of the world to try to get his father to have him be like what he came from. He left it.
Yes, he did.
And the man of God said, I count everything that has been done to me as dung.
Yeah.
I will not use today's vernacular.
Yeah.
But let's just count it as fertilizer that comes out of a human,
yeah,
and an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Count everything behind you as dumb.
Yes.
What are you going to then count as looking forward?
Yes.
If you wait to judge, then you are chained and your judgment is going to be death. Don't think you're going to get unchained and what you did wrong is all of a sudden going to be done good.
No, sir.
Angels are chained for judgment of what they did wrong.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
None of them, the whole third of them,
yes,
not one of them will escape.
Amen.
But as for you,
yes,
if I was you,
yes,
I would say, oh soul, I give thanks,
yes,
to the Lord for His goodness,
yes,
unto me. Even though evil is present and death is present, I give thanks because the good and evil work out for
my good.
My good.
Amen.
Yes. It only does that if I love the Lord.
Yes.
Therefore, what He said for me to do, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
If the word says don't do it, I'm not going to do it. But if I find this old wretched thing,
yes,
I'm going to conquer it with all the power that I have. And if I have power over scorpions and I have power over the enemy, why do I let him rule when I got power over him?
Yeah.
Why would I let myself be submitted to him,
yes,
when I got, that's like the peasant got more power than the king.
Right.
And the king let the peasant rule.
Yes.
You got more power than him. Stop thinking that he has all this power that you don't have. You have the power to say no.
Yes.
You have the power to say not today.
Amen.
Close the door. Don't even answer the door.
Amen.
You know who it is.
Amen. Go to the door. Yes.
You know, at the knock.
Yes.
Because everything you need is already in the house.
Yes. Yes. Thank God.
The storm is on the outside.
Yes.
The rage is on the outside.
Yes.
We picked the worst day to travel this week. Say, Kathy, I want to go to Pottstown. She said, yes, sir. I said, Kathy, I want to go to the moon. Yes, sir.
Yes.
How are we going to get there? However you want to travel, sir. I got home and I realized they said there's an advisory for fog to 4 a.m. in the morning. But where were we? We were home now, safe.
Yes.
Come through it.
Yes.
I just closed my eyes. I said, I can't see nothing. I said, I'm leaving looking. And I'm not driving. So, Lord, you got to help her.
Yes, that's right.
I can't see a thing. And I don't wear glasses like she do, but she was. The Lord got us home.
Safe. Thank God.
Now, had I got saved, oh, fog is coming. Then what I wanted to do, I said, but I'm not going today because of the fog.
Yes.
But not knowing, I got done what I wanted to do.
Yes.
And I understand, Elder. We worked.
Yes, sir.
Not as much as you did, but I got home and I was tired.
Yes.
I laid across the bed in what I had on and I woke up with what I had on.
Yes.
I saw after I woke up, Sister G said, son, I'm running a little late. And all that I saw after the fact.
Yes.
But I'm showing you, if the God said he's a keeper,
yes,
I don't have to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
Say, now, are you going to keep me?
Yes.
He's just going to do it.
Right.
And after I've been kept, I said, oh, the Lord did that. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, soul.
Yes.
I will give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness unto me. The Lord has cleaned your house. Your house is God's house. And by the way, your house appears to be a mansion. You got a lot of rooms. Be mindful who your guests are.
Yes.
Hmm?
Amen.
If you know the book, and you do, because I heard even the young people.
Yes.
When I saw them and heard them on yesterday, it reminded me of myself and Elder Askew when they began to expound on what the man of God had given the church. And they started looking at it, and they started labeling stuff candy. Candy? When I heard they say candy, I didn't know. You know, my mind went to the youth's candy, not sugar candy. You know, they got other stuff they call
candy.
Mm-hmm. And this was Elder Seavers come saying, you know, that candy, you see that candy? And they were trying to figure out if the candy is wrong or your desire for the candy is wrong. And the young people didn't want to deal with it. They skated all over it, but at the end of the conversation, I went right back to it. I showed my face, and I unmuted myself and said, young people, you have to make a decision. Now, that television, what's wicked about it, that instrument? Nothing. What about your heart for what's on it?
That's right. Amen.
Here now comes the death.
Yes.
Is it here?
Yes, it matters. Yes.
Some people can walk by a television and say, I don't want one in my house. Mm. They can walk along. You got one and say, well, I don't care what comes on it. I'm not going to watch for that thing that is good. Those hearts are fine.
Yes.
But what about that heart that wants the wickedness on it?
That's right. There you go.
Herein lies the problem.
Yes.
There are certain things you say, well, touch not, taste not, handle not. Why? Because you said, I don't want that to come nigh near me, but that's not your problem. But somebody else see that candy. and they go grab it. It's the desire for it. That's the problem. The thing itself is no problem. He left you in the world. If it was a problem, he would have taken you out of it.
Amen.
He said, but I'm not going to take you out. I'm going to leave you in it, but I'm going to give you power over it.
Amen.
So you see something that's wrong in the world. He said, love not the world, mm-hmm. neither the things that are in the world. Don't let your heart go after the thing.
Yes.
It's in the world. It's not a problem for you. Yes. You can walk by it and don't bother you.
Yes.
That thing, I don't have a desire for liquor, but somebody might have a desire.
Yes.
But the thing is, they think, well, Lord, if you don't help me, I won't get no help.
That's right.
But they say Bishop Johnson, whatever it is, he like, did God give him the victory in the thing?
Yeah.
Bishop Johnson had another man's wife before God called him.
Amen.
Folks don't want to talk about it.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, Bishop, you're not like us. I might be worse.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a help.
Yeah.
When Bishop Johnson heard, before he could hear the voice of God, he took that woman, took her to her husband, and gave it back to her.
All right.
Gave her back to him.
Yes.
Why did he do that? He had to get strength from heaven? No, he found the inner man. Yeah. I want to do that thing which is right.
Right,
so,
that's right.
Here. You have to be able to do the same.
Same. Yes.
You must find victory in your heart to cleanse your heart of things.
Yes.
That you don't have a desire for things. Because he told a man, if you lust after a woman, he said, you've done the deed already.
That's right.
Where did it happen? Lord, I didn't get no pleasure. No, it was already in your heart.
That's right.
That's why you be mindful of what your eyes see.
Yes.
And the television is going to make it. I'm at a boxing match. And I'm watching people knock each other's head off.
Mm-hmm.
And in between each one of the rounds, Jarvis said, oh, I drove all this way for him to do this to me. In between the round, and I can see Chill should be next to him and say, what you looking at? Holding up a number, a half naked woman.
Yes.
Now, what's she doing at the boxing match?
Yeah. So look for a clothes.
But that's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And when the heart then goes after it, herein lies the problem.
Yes.
The thing that is wrong doesn't bother you unless you want that thing which is wrong.
That's your man.
Don't forget, I started you out. Good and evil works out for your
good.
But you have to withdraw from that thing that is evil. That's how it works out for your good.
Yes.
You don't grab the evil and pull it into your heart and think it's not going to hurt you.
Amen.
Good and evil. Evil, you say, nah.
Yes.
Then good minus the evil gives you good. But evil and evil gives you evil.
Yeah.
Evil and evil, rather, gives you evil. Death. So when you are looking at yourself and say, what has the man of God given me? Coming up on 30 years. And I have graduated you from elementary, from where I picked you up. I have watered that thing which was planted before I got here. And I have planted and watered that thing which God has given me.
Yes. Amen.
And I haven't run out of anything to say that will edify you in 30 years.
Yes.
And I speak to the congregation more than the Pope does. You got me Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
That's right.
Thursday night,
yes, sir.
Friday night,
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You got me by telephone. You got me by wherever. I'm at your disposal.
Yes.
But when the Holy Ghost opens the mouth and fix the issue for you, why don't your soul say, I give thanks to the Lord for his goodness unto me? You had a football game, just watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, here comes somebody shaking some plastic feathers in your face.
Gotcha.
What's she doing here?
Yes.
I'm at the football game to watch the guys hit the helmets up against each other.
Yes.
But
that's right.
Is this half naked woman?
Yes.
Shaking pom pom.
That's right.
Nice. What's she doing at the game? How did that get mixed up with the game?
Yeah. Man.
What's she there for?
Man.
Man. And they got, who is that? They say they have the best cheerleaders in the.
Dallas.
I thought so. I thought y'all would know. I knew. I just want to see y'all know. They just appear to be the damn. There's some others that are better than them. So how you know, Bishop? I saw them. So wait, are you confessing? No, I'm just preaching at the moment.
Yes.
But you see my point.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So the things that don't bother you in the world don't bother you. That evil doesn't bother you.
Amen.
But it's set before you.
Yes.
But when you look at the good that God has given you and he's kept your heart, be mindful of the candy that does cause your heart an issue. If you don't have the power of God in you, you will never get the victory in this.
Yes. Amen.
This will smother out anything God can do.
Yes.
It'll start crying. I won't.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day he might say, no. Second day, his hip is back. Third day.
Yes.
4 weeks. But I say to my soul, I give thanks to the Lord for his goodness unto me, because when he gives me the good and the evil come, I know it's there for my
good.
Because I'm going to choose the life out of this situation.
Yes, Lord.
I will say to you, if the word of the Lord speak, take it.
Yes.
Don't try to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to rationalize. Don't try to do anything but what it says.
Yes.
Then that's life.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that comes with that is the enemy who's going to bring the evil.
Yes.
But let him be there, but let it work out for your good because of your choice.
Yes.
Let your heart choose good.
Yes.
And when the Lord cleans the house, leave it swept, clean.
Yes.
And say, oh soul,
mm-hmm.
I give
thanks
unto the Lord for
his goodness. Unto me, yes.
Post it, please, if you walk away and the thing is lost. Post it. 30 years was the entire length of Bishop Shelton's ministry. And if you count him from the General Assembly of 1961 to General Assembly of 1991, he had 30 years and a month and a half, 2 months. And next month, I'll be at 30 years. It is not imaginable that I stayed here that long. And when I consider, as we heard today in your testimonies, all that God has done for me, my soul just says, I'm thankful.
Yes. Amen.
And Elder Joe began to tell the church, soul, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
Yes.
See that thing which God has done. I'm blessed to hear it.
Yes.
I'm blessed to see it.
Yes, Lord.
And I know that I'm blessed because I can hear and see those things of God.
Yes. Amen.
But when you consider that you have an issue, your power is over it.
Yes. Huh? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're stronger
mm-hmm.
than you perceive.
Yes.
Don't let the issue drive you away from the house of God.
Amen.
That is the place where victory is.
Yes.
That is the place where judgment is now.
Yes.
Do you understand my speech to you?
Yes. Amen.
Do you understand the scripture says the angels are chained?
Yes.
For judgment?
Mm-hmm.
Deacon is a deacon. Do you understand that he got them chained? Until judgment.
Yes.
They haven't been judged yet. Though their punishment is awaiting them.
Yes.
And he gave you an opportunity to stand in judgment now.
Yes.
And when you say wrong, Lord, you're training yourself to be a good juror.
Yes.
Because, well, Lord, if you say it's wrong, I'm going to say it's wrong.
Wrong. Amen.
I'm not going to call right wrong. Right. Or wrong right.
Amen.
So, when you look at life and you consider, how have I judged myself? What have you said? What have you said about yourself? What have you said about yourself? If you cannot judge yourself has turned out good even though evil has been present, then you don't know God. If you won't give God the glory for having good and evil in your life and it has turned out for your good, then you have judged God as wrong.
2 Peter 2 chapter 4th verse.
Go above it.
Starting at the first verse.
That's fine with me.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
You hear that? Speaking to a gentleman this morning, he's trying to persuade me of a man who's an apostle. I said, I don't have to persuade anybody of who I am.
Amen.
And there was no one that stood up and proclaimed what I was,
mm-hmm.
that didn't know, look at my works and say, oh,
mm-hmm.
God did it. There are going to be false teachers among you. What do you think they're going to teach? If your good is here,
yes.
here come Omega.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to have a desire for anything that come out of his mouth, so that's going to work out for your good, because you're not going to take that evil. Though it's there.
Amen.
Yes.
Who privily shall bring in damnable heresy.
They're going to bring in things privately. You're like Deacon Hayes, going to pull people off the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Going to pull you off in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Say, now, you must be one of the good ones that the Lord going to count you in the number.
Mm-hmm.
That it's only a few, and he wants you to be in that number, so you got to stick with us now. Because the mercy door is going to close. And when that mercy door closes, ain't going to be nobody else to come in but that number is going to be saved. And Sister Harmon said, what? Sister Harmon, that's what he did. And that number that he gathered dispersed.
Amen.
So that proved right there he was a liar, right?
Amen.
But some people got caught in and stayed in it.
Amen.
And that's the thing that I guess that bothered me from day before yesterday and the day before that. How can somebody see the error of their ways and not change? There's nothing in this world that's going to hold me to wrong. When the angel of God himself, like Lot, grabbed me by the hand, you think I'm going to look back?
No, sir.
For what?
That's right.
I'm going to count all that is as
done.
I don't want it.
That's right.
Privately, they come in and they bring in these heresies that are damnable. Why are they damnable? Because if you believe a lie,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be damned.
Amen.
Yes.
Even denying the Lord that bought them.
You hear that?
Yes.
Where did that spirit come from? That spirit is not new.
No.
If the Lord bought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they built a calf. What did they say to the calf? That's the thing that brought us out.
Amen.
Amen.
Where was that thing where y'all came out? It didn't even exist.
Amen.
They denied the God that brought them out.
Amen.
You think anything in this life would make me do that? And God has swept the house clean?
Amen.
Yes.
And bring upon them themselves swift destruction.
Oh. You see where judgment is already?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You he ain't gonna wait for you.
Mm-hmm.
Swift destruction is gonna come upon you. But the angels, they're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They're stewing in their own mess all this time. Mm-hmm. They say, Lord, I'm so sorry I ever did that. He said, you know what? Ain't no blood for your issue.
Amen.
And without the shedding of blood,
there is no
remission of sin for you.
Amen.
So you're chained until. You hear it. Here. Go ahead, Diva. I'm so glad you came. Love that suit.
And many shall follow the pernicious way.
Many are going to go that way. Now, the one that followed the wrong way, are they right? So that one that Brahma talked to, they quiet today. Now, he got a whole bunch of folks follow somebody wrong that went out.
Mm-hmm.
And that person that went out say, oh, we're right.
Mm-hmm.
How you got right?
Amen.
You went out and wrong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You started on a lie.
Amen.
How did that lie become the truth?
Yes, that's right.
I never went anywhere.
Amen.
I stayed with the truth.
Amen.
So that means truth prevail.
Yes.
Even when the lie was there, but the truth and the lie came out truth for me.
Yes.
I avoided the lie.
Amen.
Good, evil. I avoid it. It works out for my
good.
Yes.
Now if I partake in evil and the evil say, oh, we got you, that's gonna be evil.
Mm-hmm.
Men are gonna follow their ways, but that don't make them right.
Yes.
Because you follow wrong. Yes.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Ooh, let's just stop there for a minute. What's going to be spoken of as evil? The way of truth. Take every so-called man of God that left here. What were their words to those people? So those people would never look back at the labor that Bishop Johnson did and left Bishop Shelton by the hand of God. He had it. What did he have to say about him? Let's just look at this. This is written.
He said evil.
Yes.
What are they going to say about Bishop Shelton? Oh, he's evil.
Evil.
Mm-hmm.
He's evil.
Mm-hmm.
But he has the way that was left.
Yes.
That's like calling Joshua evil. Solomon evil. David evil. You thought Adonijah was doing something good when he was talking against the man of God to get people to come to his feast? But he grabbed the horns of the altar and thought he had safety, because once you grab the horns of the altar, you're supposed to be saved. They can't kill you. Solomon said, And Adonijah said, I have the horns of the altar, man. You can't harm me.
Yes.
He said, give me Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you want to say that?
Mm-hmm.
If you shut your mouth, I might wouldn't have done anything.
Yes, yes.
But she wanted that thing that kept the virgin that kept the king warm before he died.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that thing.
Yes.
Solomon, why he had the horns.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think if you go out, truth go with you. And then you open your mouth up against the thing that is truth.
Yes.
To make sure people follow you. There is no Bible that any of them that went out made back.
Amen.
Not even till this day.
Amen.
Not even till this day.
Amen.
Yes, D.
And through covetousness.
Through covetousness.
Shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you?
And here the scripture. Peter himself telling you what words they're going to use to try to hold on to you. Yes.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
The judgment is not going to linger.
Lingereth not.
Uh-huh.
And their damnation slumbereth not.
You being damned, ain't sleep.
They didn't take a nap.
They say, no, he would take a nap. I remember when Bishop Shelton said damn in my hearing for the first time. And his sister said, wow. And he found out who she was. He said, you righteous. He said, it is written. That's why he said, I'm going to try. Because he said, you are doting about something.
Mm-hmm.
That people skip over this word. They don't say, shall be damned. Can't say that. That's worldly. Really? Where the world got it from?
And
their damnation is not sleep.
Slumbereth not.
Yes.
For God spared not the angels that sinned.
Here you go. Now listen to this.
Yes.
But cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Mm-hmm. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person,
yes,
a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly.
Yes. You hear that? Mm-hmm. He didn't spare Sodom and Gomorrah.
No.
And turn the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah,
there you go,
into ashes.
Ashes.
Condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after
shall walk ungodly.
Should live ungodly.
Amen.
Now, angels, they judge yet? They chained up.
Reserved unto judgment.
But they have been, they're on reserve. They're going to get it.
They're going to get it.
They're going to get it.
Yes, sir.
But you, get you, why would you let your judgment linger? Mm-hmm. Why would you be in your problem and let it linger day after day after day, and you can't find forgiveness in your heart to cleanse your heart, yes, from the foolishness?
Amen.
Why would you let something that is wrong linger in your heart?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
It is not even conceivable for you to try to justify wrong in your heart when you know what your flesh is doing is wrong and your heart says, all right, it's all right because God. No! No!
That's right.
If it's wrong,
it's wrong.
Then yet your heart says wrong.
Amen.
I don't care what your flesh is doing. If it's wrong, don't make this say it's right.
Amen.
The only way you're going to get the victory over it is if this says it's wrong.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
But if you justify and say, oh, the Lord will make a way somehow, he will. He got a way.
Yes.
Don't take what I say and use it to your destruction.
Yes.
Say, oh, Bishop said. Okay. The Lord know what I said.
Amen.
The church has a clean heart.
Yes.
The preservation and the reserve that angels have is not going to escape them.
Amen.
None of them,
yes,
can find a way to be forgiven.
Yes.
Not one of them. If judgment waits, there is no salvation for it.
Amen.
The judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah did not wait.
Mm-hmm.
Who wiped? He said he turned into ashes.
Yes.
Who was saved? Oh, you might go and find somebody still breathing. The whole city is ashes.
Amen. Amen.
You're not going to find anything in there. I saved one man out of the world.
Mm.
One. An eighth man.
Yes.
A righteous man.
Yes.
Them other folks that were on that boat. I had one man that I saved.
Yes. Mm.
So how did evil continue in those others?
Yeah. Amen.
But he said, I got a plan for them.
Mm.
I'm going to make it where I'm going to transfer, and I'm going to make everything that was past new, and I'm going to have new bodies. And all that's what I'm saying is an invitation that God has sent to you to come to my feast in a new body.
Yes.
Accept it.
Amen.
Cleanse your heart, yes, the evildoers.
Yes, Lord.
Don't judge right for wrong.
Amen.
Or wrong right.
Amen.
Yes, but you have to do it now.
Amen.
If you let your judgment linger, you're going to have a problem.
Yes.
If it's wrong,
it's wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My soul give thanks
to the Lord.
Has he been good?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Deacon. I tell you, when I saw Elder Xavier in the speech, I said, they say I looked like that when I was younger. If I looked that good, God help me. But their speech to the young people. That was Elder Joe and I, Elder Joe. We would ask the man of God, Bishop Shelton, and I would ask, what could we give them? And I said, you know, I said some things. He said, grandson, I said, sir, I said, you know, heaven sounds boring, granddaddy. Sounded like Indy, granddaddy, or Saray rather. He said, boring. And I said, yeah, just flying around, not doing nothing. He said, son, half the story has yet been told. And that set my soul on fire from the moment that came out of his mouth until today. Don't you know I want to see what that is?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I got to see what that
yes.
is.
Yes.
And I'm going to let something that is temporal stop me from seeing something that's eternal.
Yes.
And I'm going to curse God to his face and just say, give up and die. And I know when those young people start talking about, I love the sound, don't bother it. When the young people was telling them, and Jarvis told him, they said, oh, immortal. Jarvis said, yeah, everybody's immortal. Mm-hmm. And they didn't quite get it, so he said it again in that little deep voice.
Yeah.
Everybody's immortal. Either whether to life with God or damnation, you are immortal.
Amen.
Now, where are you going to live this life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my life in turmoil. I have enough here. Fighting this.
Yes.
Amen.
Elder Joe said, my soul's at rest. Oh, that felt good to me. Why? Because I have let the Lord be the pilot.
Yes. Amen.
And he is not going to put me on no cruise control.
Amen.
Because they don't tell him when it's time to go right.
Like, yes. Because
there might be something up front. The Lord say, well, you don't see it. Because the ass say, don't you see? I've been your ass all this time. You're going to beat me because you can't see?
Amen.
Oh, you can't say that. But you don't see what's in front.
Mm-hmm.
He was on autopilot. He's just going, beating the ass, trying to make the ass. Says, no, there's something in front. You have to stop.
Yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You just can't continue. If you do continue, there's a sword for you.
Yes.
Don't put your life on, well, this feels good, and you think it's going to feel good until you're 90 years old, then you're going to give it up. Mm-hmm. Who says you're going to make it to the next year?
Amen.
That is true.
Who says?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And this is what I tell Elder Stillwaters. When you preach your life and you see what God has done, when you tell them, don't do what I did, you might not have the mercy of God as I do.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad. Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio
de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ, de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.